and himself former Member of Parliament for Nottingham North. So it's very much your territory, Graham. First of all, put in context, if you will, this idea of a citizens' assembly specifically in the context of Brexit.
Well, can I say, Alistair, that we at the Citizens' Convention on UK Democracy are going to look at the whole of our democracy because we don't think it's fit for purpose. But in order to ensure that we have a positive and productive debate with all citizens in the UK, we are deliberately not going into the Brexit issue. That's a live, delicate, tender political issue. And we've decided that that would be a difficult issue to do because people have now got very, very entrenched positions for and against. So,
but as a former, no, I understand that, and I'll come back to the general point in a moment.
Yeah, sure.
But as I said in my introduction, you're a former Member of Parliament. You have sat in the House of Commons. You have served.
Yeah.
I'd love to know your own view. Then, is Brexit? Is it the possession of Parliament or is it the possession of the people?
Well, I think that's taking me beyond my comfort zone, Alistair, because I'm trying to build a coalition.
I'm partly here to
people.
Try and take you beyond your comfort zone, Graham.
Well, no, I'm trying to build a comfort zone for the British people so that they can all have a sensible debate. But in terms of what we could have done with Brexit, if you're going to lure me under that territory, imagine, Alistair, had we had a proper national debate before Mr. Cameron decided to go for a referendum, but where people could listen to experts, could have a discussion amongst themselves, where a representative group of people could inform members of Parliament and work with members of Parliament to actually say, what do we want as our future in Europe? Not a black, white, yes or no, shouting at each other, as we do in the House of Commons, sadly, all too often, but actually listening carefully and talking to each other. And if you look abroad now at the examples of deliberative democracy, as it's called, you'll find that some of the most difficult issues like abortion in Ireland or pensions policy in Japan or nuclear power in South Korea, example after example now globally, where citizens left to their own devices to discuss things properly in good conditions, actually come up with really sensible compromises and ideas and advice, and then it's a matter for politicians. That's up to
sure.
Now,
and then they take over and implement it. But you will know as well as I, and I'm wholly impartial on the outcome of it. But you will know as well as I that the most commonly heard complaint, and Samantha's just texted me to say, preventing no deal, they just want to stop Brexit. The most commonly heard complaint, not least on these airwaves, is that folks say, we did know what we were doing back in June 2016. We did make our own decisions, whatever David Cameron or George Osborne or anybody else on either side or Tony Blair said about it. We just want you to get on with it. And whether it's a People's Assembly or it's Parliament, just for God's sake, do it.
Indeed, and people are very discontent with the political system and the distance between members of the public and members of Parliament, and I respect both, are actually, that distance is ever larger. So,
well, and also John Rentel, who you know very well, was on just before you, and John was saying, if this is not sorted out, then our very democracy, i.e. your agenda, is at stake.
And I think we do need to sort out our democracy. In a sense, it's being preemptive, because what's going to come down the path next, who knows? We surely are not going to use the same appalling methods that have got us into this national crisis where, you know, families are divided and people are arguing in the street about this.
Was a referendum an appalling method? Is that what you're saying, Graham?
I'm saying that there are better ways to get a sensible, comprehensive view, whether it's, you know, on an issue like Brexit. Imagine had we done that 7 or 8 years ago, we wouldn't have chosen to pitch half the population against the other half. So there are ways in which we can engage citizens and members of Parliament, and our Citizens' Convention on UK Democracy is going to test some of those ways on issues not related to Brexit. So we're neither stopping or starting Brexit. We are impartial, but we're going to ask citizens their views on things like the second chamber, whether we need more devolution, are we happy with the way Parliament works, those sort of things, so that we can develop a democracy fit for purpose for future decisions, because we can't live in a state of permanent crisis. And I'm afraid what Brexit has proved is that our political system isn't really fit for
absolutely
purpose.
So, well, let me tempt you with this then, because the flip side of that coin is if our current institutions, i.e. a parliamentary democracy, and you said the other place, the House of Lords who are appointed and the House of Commons who are elected from whatever party it may be, if that system doesn't work and you've got a majority of the electorate saying, for example, on Brexit, we want X done, but it might be any number of issues. If that system doesn't work, you can't rule out that a populist dictator style of government is going to be appealing to quite a few people. Let's just have somebody, indeed, whether it is a Boris Johnson figure, a Donald Trump figure, a Marie Le Pen figure, but someone who gets it done.
Absolutely.
And for anyone who's a Democrat, that's terrifying.
I think it is. And that's why we all need to work together to find a way of improving our democracy for the long term so that it's sustainable and so that people actually adhere to our democracy and say, this is something that we really value, rather than, is there a way of getting round having members of parliament and getting round making decisions in the way that we have. So,
in your view, I'm going to grab you on that point, because that's exactly the point I wanted to go to next. So, in your view, is it the Brexit issue that has shown Parliament as an institution to be incapable of delivering the goods, or the current membership of the current House of Commons that's proved itself not up to the job?
There's an element of truth in both of those things, but I think we've actually not been, if you like, maintaining our democracy and polishing it and making it work effectively. We've been very complacent, almost elitist about the way our democracy works in this country. So we need to reach out from members of parliament to people back to members of parliament, engage everybody, have a serious, careful, thoughtful conversation, so that we can tackle some of these bigger issues for our democracy. And we won't be getting sucked into the Brexit issue. Once we start our work, which is hopefully very early in the new year, we hope that the Brexit issue one way or another will be solved. But we will not be interfering in that. It is too explosive an issue, and we would further divide people by our getting involved in that. What we're going to do is to try and ensure that never again do we have a situation where half the population feel annoyed with the other half. Let's have a proper debate, a national conversation, where we can involve, with new technology these days, literally millions of people deciding on what do we want on our second chamber? How do we want local government to look? How do we have the union of Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and England working well together? Looking at those questions carefully, engaging with people, almost like a jury, where you sit and consider things carefully. That way, we'll end up with a view that actually commands a consensus view in the UK.
One final quick point before we close, because we've got to go to Rachel for the news in a moment.
Sure.
But you and I are of a generation who went through the winter of discontent and went through minority governments and what have you. I'm going to put the same question to you as I put to John Rentoul. As a Democrat and a parliamentarian, have you been more frightened before than you are now?
No, I think the threats to our democracy are larger now than ever before. And I think we're seeing that globally. We're seeing interference in the democratic process through social media and Putin and others distorting our democracy. So anyone who cares about democracy has to come to the aid of this issue and say, we need to refurbish and renovate our democracy so that we're strong and can support our democracy to get better and better, rather than see it as it is now, diminishing in the eyes of the public.
Graham Allen, convener of the Citizens' Convention on UK Democracy, good to talk to you, and thanks for finding time for us this morning.